This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What I've spent, and I think I will, in a combination of loss and opportunity, probably it'll cost me anywhere from $3 to $5 billion to be president. And the only thing I care about is this country. Couldn't care less. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. People have asked me, what do you think it costs? And between opportunity, not doing things, I used to get a lot of money to make speeches. Now I give speeches all the time in order to get Zippo, and that's good. And I did a lot of great jobs and great deals that I don't do anymore, and I don't want to do them because the deals I'm making are great deals for the country, and that's to me much more important.
Don't think the Democrats are going to care about any of that stuff. That's President Trump telling the truth. They will fact-check him. They'll fact-check him and call him a liar. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But let me tell you something. You know the truth. You know that Donald Trump is not a liar. Let me tell you who the liars are. The liars are the Democrats. Democrats rely on special interest to win elections. And to be honest with you, they don't really rely on them. They rely on the hype around that so they can manipulate the data and play all kinds of games. Like I talked about earlier, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all the social media platforms, they have one agenda. That agenda is to influence you, your children, your grandchildren into their way of thinking. Guns are bad. Guns are not bad. People are bad. Knives are not bad. People are bad. Car bombs are not bad. People are bad. None of that stuff is bad. Those are inanimate objects that won't do anything unless somebody decides to do something with them. They don't want to give you the real stats. They don't want to give you the real stats on where the crimes are committed. Who controls the majority of crime in America? I'll guarantee you, we don't even have to think, it's under Democrat control. It's a mayor in a big city who controls, a police commissioner who's a Democrat. The mayor's a Democrat. Most of the cops are Democrats. Most of the people in the city are Democrats. They're all voting for the same lunacy. And then they want to look for a scapegoat. And here comes some hapless Republican going, doody, 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 doody. I'll take the blame. I'm not taking the blame for anything that I don't do. We haven't done anything. We are the salt of the earth. The party of slavery wants to divide America on so many issues, on every issue. There's not a thing they don't want represented. Rich versus poor, white versus black, American citizens versus illegal, and so on. Right? No group is unrepresented when it comes to Democrat demagoguery. If you're straight, they'll tell you, oh, you hate the gays. You have no interest in the gays other than, is my dry cleaning ready or not? Chantal, the transsexual, I don't really care. I don't care who you date. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. I don't care about any of this stuff except when you want to put it onto my kids. I don't care. If you want to change your sex and go to a show and bring your girlfriend, boyfriend, he, she, whatever it is, I don't care. Enjoy the show. But they want it painted as if we are all caring. Look, does it look? I tell you all the time, it looks really freaky to me to see a dude who thinks he looks like a woman. Now, there are some guys that get away with it. I've seen enough Maury to know there's some to get away with. I've been to Thailand. I've seen them get away with it. But the majority of them don't. We can tell. Girls who want to look like dudes, most of us know. We know you're pressing down your little, you know, your little women parts up top and cutting your butch haircuts, but you still got a feminine look to you. You don't have the Adam's apple. You don't have the deep voice. You're trying to make it deep. We can tell. And where we can, it doesn't matter to us. We maybe feel a little sorry for you at times, but we don't care. But we care when you want to make us care. That's when we care, because we don't care about you. I don't mean in an inhumane sense. We care about all living creatures, but we don't care about your little peccadillo, your peculiarity. We may point out, we may go, well, hell, I didn't realize you were a woman. Sorry, we don't have the filter. But you know what? Such is life in big people land. Democrats losing voters, folks, in almost all categories because of their take in these various issues. They want illegals here. They want illegals to have better rights than you, better insurance. Theirs is free. You pay out the nose for stuff you're afraid to use. They will use theirs anytime they want, and you'll foot the bill. And I could go on. The left does not care about us. They don't care about the citizens. They care about dividing us. You don't like illegals. Just for the record, I don't like illegals. I think you should get to a country legally, the way I would do it. Oh, Kevin, it's such a hassle. I get it. It would be a hassle if I wanted to go to New Zealand or Iceland or whatever. It would be a real hassle. But if I wanted to get there, I'd earn my way there. That's the way I'd do it. That's the way majority of you would do it. By the way, that's the way most Democrats would do it. But they want you to believe they're for open borders. Nobody's for open borders. Not really. They know the difference. They know the investment that people have made in their cultures. It's just a lie. Anyway, as I said earlier in the broadcast, blacks are going to vote for Trump in record numbers, 20%+. I'm telling you, it'll be 20 to 25%. You can take it to the bank. Now, that demographic alone is enough for Trump to decimate the Democrats in 2020. But he's got more good news coming, folks. Democrats are abandoning their vile party in droves. I mentioned Brandon Straka's walkaway movement. I don't know what percentage. I don't think it's huge, but I think it's 2 to 4% of the Democrats, maybe a little higher, say 2 to 7%, are going, we've seen enough of this. They're sick of their party. They're sick of being discounted, being made to, if you disagree with the Democrats, as a black, you're stupid if you vote for Trump? How do you think you're going to win the black vote by telling black people they're stupid if they vote for Trump? This is what Deborah Messing said, a Holly weirdo, a freak, a super freak. Telling black folks what we believe. Yeah, that's going to go over real well. Just saying. It's funny, you think women, particularly young women, feel that Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren is a representative of their values and their views? These youngsters see the disconnect between the promises made by the Hillary Clintons and the Gloria Steinems and the Elizabeth Warrens and the reality. They know these old school feminists have done nothing for women. In fact, they have infantilized women and they've made it worse for women. The Me Too movement. Dead on its heels. Hispanics, they leave the party because they see Hispanics as one-trick ponies driven by border issues. Latinos aren't buying this, particularly non-Mexican Hispanics. I got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box, just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Show me a demographic where Democrats improve. Show me one. I dare you. I'd love to see it. I was talking about all the different people that are leaving the Democratic Party for various reasons. Black folks. The scariest thing for Democrats are black people in the 20 percentile. When it's all said and done after the scandals that break on for Democrats, expect that to be higher. It could be in the 30%. Democrats in general, I said from 2 to 5, 6, maybe 7% already leaving. I'm including blacks in that number. That could go as high as 15, 20%. Democrats abandoning their own party because they see the vile nature of that party. They see the level of corruption that exists within that party. Look, folks, I don't care. Forget political ideology. The Kevin Jackson Show is not about that. It is about the truth. I'm telling you, if I were a Democrat, I would never be one. I'm not that stupid. But if I were a Democrat, I absolutely would be reevaluating my look at this party. I'd be looking at this party as introspectively as I possibly could, because there is enough rotten to the core here to make me go, wait a minute. I'm going to take pause. I'm going to step back for a second. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I said, if I was a young black man, I would be wondering, how can I be blaming everybody else when the problems that I'm experiencing are all being led by Democrats all up and down the food chain? There are black people doing this. I ask you, look at Twitter. Anytime you see a black face, male or female, on a video about to go off, don't think it's going to be somebody going off on Trump. It's going to be somebody going off on the Democrats. Black women in particular, sick of the Me Too movement and this so-called feminist movement that has left a black woman holding the bag. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You think that any black woman believes that Elizabeth Warren is her savior, that Hillary Clinton was her savior, that AOC is her savior? Or do you think they're starting to look a little bit at other things and going, wait a minute, maybe we've been led down the primrose path? You think these young white women look at any of those leftist clown feminist lying skanks that I just talked about and want to put their eggs in that basket? Or do you think they're willing to go it on their own because they've had enough? They've seen Title IX in effect. They play sports. They can get any job they want. They can start their own companies. You think they feel like they need a Pied Piper of leftist women? Of course not. What about Latinos? What do you think the Latinos think they need? You think they need Beto O'Rourke or Julian Castro? They got a fake Mexican. They got a real Mexican. And you know who the Latinos are choosing? Neither of them. Black folks got Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. You think that the black folks in that party are choosing either of them? No. Who are they choosing? Old, rich, white people. You think that the Democrats don't have a massive problem on their hands? It is so big they can't. It's humongous. It's gargantuan. But they want you to believe you're on the wrong side of this. I want you to understand, if the Democrats couldn't cheat their way, couldn't manipulate their stuff with all the social media stuff that they're involved in, if they had anybody that was real competition, for example, TeaPartyCommunity.org, if you were over there and we were pushing back with even 5 million people, forget that they've got, Facebook's got 1.5 billion, and most of those are Chinese, probably bots. Whatever the number is they have in America, if we had 5 million people pushing back on them, they wouldn't stand a chance in anything. They couldn't manipulate us with their music. They couldn't manipulate us with their movies. They couldn't manipulate us with their messages. They couldn't hide our messages. We would be so powerful they wouldn't know how to stop us. The NRA, I'm not going to say they're the only thing standing between us and the Second Amendment, but I'll tell you this. They got 5 million members. That's it. You would think the NRA had 50 billion people in that organization. They don't. They have 5 million dues-paying members, and they keep us at least discussing the Second Amendment in conservative terms because we don't get the word out to the other side. And they certainly, I'll tell you this, as much as the NRA maybe has done some good, they aren't doing anything to stop the cycle and the conveyor belt of ignorance when it comes to gun issues. Nothing. They feather their own nest and they stay political, you know, and they are self-serving and it's working for them. But in the real scheme of things, are they really affecting the way youngsters feel about guns? And the answer is no. I don't like organizations that don't give me a solution, something that I can measure. Tell me we are implementing policy in colleges and in schools where we get kids out to shoot. We get teach them about gun culture, whatever. Do something with all that money you're earning, NRA. Anyway, show me a demographic where the Democrats have improved. I dare you. Show me one. They're losing the Hispanic vote. They're using the women's vote. They're losing the black vote. They can't even control the LGBT vote. There are many LGBT people that understand how they're getting played. Many in that community detest being summed up in their humanity by their genitalia or their sexuality. They can't stand it. They are human beings, much richer and deeper in emotion than what's between their legs. I'm telling you. And now it looks like they may be getting worse off because they may be losing the unions. Here's the story. AFL-CIO President Trumka challenged 2020 Democrat candidates to prove their support, not take the union vote for granted. But there are half as many union members today than there were 35 years ago, according to Pew Research. What great news for America. And it isn't coincidental that the unions are suffering the most under Donald Trump. And I don't mean he's going after them. He's saying, look, I like what you do. It should be voluntary, not mandatory. And I support you. If you want to have a union, you want to have a trade union. I'm all for trade unions. I want the best carpenter, the best electrician. I want somebody that can stand behind a brand or something. I'm all for it. Yeah. It's like people that get, what they call it, bonded. You know, like, well, Kevin, we're a maid service. We're bonded versus non-bonded. I'll take the bonded one. I'll pay a little bit more. Because bonded means if something comes up missing in my house, I'm going to let you know. And you have insurance to cover it. It means you've gone a step further to make sure you don't have any crooks working for you. Anyway, bad news for the unions. So I think it's gone from, I don't know the numbers, what is it, 29 or something percent down to 10.5% in 35 years? Yeah, here it is. Here's the numbers. 20.1% in 1983 to 10.5% in 2018. Dying union membership is most pronounced in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, states where manufacturing employment plummeted, Trump won. So understand, Donald Trump is bringing back manufacturing, but many of these companies are probably going to go non-union. It's a real interesting, ironic hypocrisy. He's bringing the jobs, but he's also saying, you don't have to unionize these companies. Well, what is it the companies aren't going to offer you? And look, there's a ton of other things in this report. We'll write about it. That I could tell you about unions dropping and what Trump has done to sort of encourage that, but while not being anti-union. But what it means is the Democrats aren't going to have that base to rely on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center estimates Hurricane Dorian will arrive off the coast of South Carolina early Thursday. Charleston Mayor John Teckenberg says most people on the coast should know the drill by now.
If you live in a residence that flooded over the last 4 years between the 2015 storm, Matthew, Irma, you should evacuate your residence and move to higher ground and stay out of harm's way.
As peace talks continue with the Taliban in hopes of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard tells folks at a meet-and-greet in Iowa, we need to bring our troops home.
Their continued presence is not going to even begin to solve the deeper systemic problems that face the Afghan government.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bill's gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Nonpayment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, it's got to be good to be a Democrat once you get over the always being wrong part, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. I was watching a video clip. The president tweeted Steve Hilton. If you don't know who he is, he's a Fox News, a British guy. And he's got a show on the weekends. I've been on a show a few times back when I was on, employed by Fox. And I told Hilton a couple things. I said, one, Donald Trump's policy with China was amazing, and Hilton goes on to talk about that. And I'll play the clip. If we'll try to play it during the broadcast. But I want to talk about this in relationship to the struggles of the Democrats, and particularly Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden. This guy was writing this. He says, once you get over the always being wrong part about being a Democrat, you can take comfort in the fact that the media will do all it can to cover for your failures. They'll ignore your problems. They'll even lie on your behalf. It has to be nice. That instinct to protect Democrats is all about keeping Joe Biden's fading hopes of winning the Democratic Party's nomination alive. Now, I'm going to stop there and remind you that I told you guys, it seems like millennia now, a long time ago, once Biden got in the race and started dropping, I said, Biden's not going to be the Democrats' nominee. I don't want to keep saying I told you so, but I do enjoy it. He's not going to be the Democrats' nominee. They say this. He goes on to say, that instinct to protect Democrats is all about keeping his hopes alive. It's not that the Democratic Party is in love with the former vice president. They know they have a campaigning disaster on their hands who is unburdened by reality and willing to say anything to get elected. But they also know he has the highest name ID and is the most electable in the general election. I want you to understand the rock and a hard place these people are in when they know they've got a flawed candidate, but they're like, but he's so well known, we just can't, you know, let's just not throw him away. He writes, the best thing Joe Biden has going for him is he's affable, a goofy kind of guy people like personally, no matter what craziness comes out of his mouth. The worst thing that he's got going for him is the seemingly unbreakable string of craziness that comes out of his mouth. So in other words, they're willing to tolerate Biden's goofiness and the crazy stuff that he says, but it's never ending. How long can you apologize for a dude who suffers from Tourette's, compounded with, what, dementia? Guy talks about in 2012, he wrote about Biden's long history of absurdity and lies. He could say something absurd such as, and to get this, I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. Then he could rattle off a list of academic scholarships he's earned. How did he really care his first year of law school didn't care about his first year of law school, but then started to and graduated in the top half of his class. Only it's all a lie. He eventually had to admit it was all a lie. His scholarship was based on need, not academics. He did not graduate in the top of his class, and in fact, he was 76th of 85. I had the clip, but it was no sense in explaining it. But here's what I will tell you. A guy asked him. He says, look, we want somebody that's got the intellect to be a senator. And Biden says, well, I challenge you on my intellect. And he goes on to tell the man a litany of lies. And the guy backs down. Because he couldn't fact check Joe Biden when Biden says, well, my first year I goofed off, but I came back and I graduated in the top half of my class. And I was the president of this, and I did this, and I did wonderful things, and this, that, and the other. Now, I'm happy to debate you on my record versus yours. The guy has no way to fact check. This is before Google. Okay, before you can just get on your phone and go, you didn't, look. So he backed down. But I would have said to Biden, even then, I don't believe a word you're saying. I dare you to go back and fact check everything you're saying because you are a known liar and plagiarist. And until you can earn that trust back, I don't believe a word you said. I said it to David Schuster on a TV show. He's, Kevin, this, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I don't care what comes of words that come out of your mouth. I don't believe a single one of them because you are a liar. Your network lies. How can you trust me? And I can easily do it. You're a liar. He didn't know how to handle it. Anyway, so the guy says this. Biden actually said all these things to this guy. Somebody fact-checked it later, and it was all lies. All lies. So this guy goes on and says, given his history, it's worth noting that he's not being called a liar by anyone in the legacy media. I love this part. The Washington Post has made a cottage industry out of counting Trump's lies. They meticulously, quote, fact-checked everything he said, compiling them in a database. Journalists and TV personalities cite this list as proof that Trump is different from all politicians based on the volume of, quote, lies. What constitutes a fact-check worthy lie, according to the Post? When the president said the weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S., we are removing them fast. What did the Post write in declaring this false or misleading? Their fact check reads, here's what it says. The MS-13 gang far predates Obama and has been active since the 1980s. According to the Congressional Research Service, in 2005 and 2008, the gang has spread across the country since the 1980s. Moreover, the Immigration Customs Enforcement under Trump has been arresting an increasing number of non-criminals, indicating that it's not just the gang members that are being targeted by the administration. Now, absolutely nothing in what President Trump said is false or misleading. That MS-13 predated Obama is irrelevant to what he said, as in the year they came into being, and quote, non-criminal illegal aliens is an oxymoron. So how did the Post treat Biden when he told an incredibly offensive, stolen valor by proxy lie about him awarding a medal to a soldier in an active war zone who didn't feel he deserved it? They reported, quote, in the space of 3 minutes, Biden got the time period, the location, the heroic act, the type of medal, the military branch, the rank of the recipient wrong, as well as his role in the ceremony. But did they use the word lie? Nope. Not in the headline, which says this. Biden tells a moving but false war story. And nowhere in the piece do they call it a lie. He was just confused, mixing in pieces of other stories and putting himself at the center of an event that he was not involved in. Folks, when I tell you, you are in a war and there are people that don't care what tactics they use to go against you, I give you these examples. Good news is that we have people out there doing this stuff, looking this stuff up. Now, it goes on. He says, whether it was an embellishment, conflating several stories, or flat-out lying doesn't matter. If Donald Trump had said it, the Post wouldn't have been able to contain their glee over calling it a lie. They would have counted 4, 5, 6 lies in that story. I mean, how badly can you get something wrong? Either Biden's a blatant, vicious liar, or he's a liar with dementia, because he got everything wrong in that story, and not one time did they call him a liar. He says Biden's history is riddled with these sorts of exaggerations. Yet somehow the handsy guy who sniffs women's hair and gets a little too friendly with young women is given a pass. At least the Post reported it, even if they painted Joe in the most favorable light possible. That fact, and not his lack of the grasp of them, should worry Biden the most. No candidate or news outlet wants to be the one to knock him out of the race. See, this is what I keep coming back to. Everything that I use in my common sense, which is my superpower, I applied, and I told you guys, Biden is not liked within the Democratic Party. They see him as the lesser of evils. But if somebody can emerge, they'd love to see them emerge. Nobody's been able to emerge, so they created one. They created Elizabeth Warren. They took a fake, fraud, lying skank like Elizabeth Warren, and they want to make her their number one presidential candidate now. You understand what I'm telling you? This is where we are. They're desperate. But they want you to believe that we need to be desperate. They want Biden gone. And he's about to give you the reveal. The reveal is nobody wants to be the one to kill him. No candidate or news outlet wants to be the one to knock him out of the race. Don't get me wrong, he writes. They want him gone. But they don't want to be the one to do it. People like him. Years of friendly PR-level press coverage has made an impression on Democratic voters. A campaign death blow would rebound unfavorably on the person who lands it. So they're going for it, the death by a thousand paper cuts approach, hoping he simply implodes. Of course, the one person recklessly wielding the sharpest knife is Biden. Just a question of whether or not the media will honestly report about the deep cuts he regularly inflicts on himself. People are starting to realize what I already said. I recognize this early. I'm not looking for attaboys. I can do it myself. I can pat myself on the back as good as anybody. I'm trying to tell you, these people see it. And now they're trying to figure out, who do we position? Who's got his name recognition that isn't creepy, that doesn't have all the scam? They have nobody. So what are they going to rely on? They're going to rely on Google and Facebook and a lot of misinformation campaigns against President Trump. But how's it going to work out for him? Yeah, you've listened to this program long enough to know it isn't going to work. Because we have the biggest media outlet in the country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to talk more about Joe Biden, an article written by a friend, an acquaintance of mine, Kurt Schlichter. But before I do that, I want to explain to you why a guy like Steve Hilton, who I've been on his show, I told you, and Hilton, I don't know, I consider him a moderate, a right-leaning moderate. I remember going on there to talk about race issues, and it blew his mind. He was like, whoa. I've got a completely different idea of what Kevin was going to say. And I was like, yeah, because you're wrong. And in the breaks, he told me, he goes, man, you blew me away. I didn't know that's what you're going to say. I go, yes, Steve, you've been getting it wrong. But he listens. Smart guy. I don't watch his show, Fox show. I watch my clip. We play a couple of things from my time on his show because it was an amazing. I've been on there twice and it was a really good experience. But you know, these guys miss it. But this time, Steve Hilton gets it right. And I want to play this clip before I get back into Schlesinger's article about Biden, where, I prove what I said earlier. And I hope this makes people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show go, this guy gets it. He understands it. He understands it early on.
Then I'm especially looking forward to telling you what I think about President Trump's latest move on China. Hint, I like it. A lot. But let's start with a big argument at the heart of positive populism. The president put it clearly the other week.
After years and years of building up other countries, we are finally building up our country, standing up for our jobs, our workers, and standing up for our dignity. The forgotten men and women of America will never, ever be forgotten again. You were forgotten.
Exactly. Now, what is interesting is that Donald Trump has so completely reshaped politics that the 2020 Democrats are trying to copy him by claiming the mantle of populism. They're the real populists, they said at their last debate. Trump has only helped the rich.
Donald Trump is part of a corrupt, rigged system that has helped the wealthy and the well-connected and kicked dirt in the faces of everyone else.
For the last 3 years, we've watched Donald Trump pit working people against each other, black versus white, citizen versus immigrant. And why? So that the wealthy and the powerful he represents can hold the American dream hostage from everyone else.
We're looking at someone who passed a tax bill benefiting the top 1% and the biggest corporations in this country when he said he would help working families.
Oh my gosh, it's exhausting, isn't it? Now, this is the Democrat central claim. Donald Trump has broken his promise to help working Americans. He's not a real populist. His policies have only helped the rich. Honestly, these are lies, lies, lies. Here are the facts, the facts, the facts. Between 2016 and 2018, corporate profits rose by $220 billion, while workers' earnings went up by almost $1 trillion, four times more. The Democrats also say Trump is just continuing what Obama started, but the facts show this is a complete lie. Two, workers' earnings increased by 42% more during President Trump's first 2 years in office than in Obama's last two. There was a massive and almost instant jump, a turnaround that has destroyed the left's economic argument, because it is a perfect test case of what pro-growth, pro-enterprise economics can do. Yes, it's true that corporate tax cuts and deregulation helped businesses. But who do you think actually creates jobs and pays wages? Helping business is the way you help workers. Let me explain how it works for the economically illiterate Democrats and their idiotic stooges in the establishment state media. Lower taxes and less regulation give businesses the confidence to invest. That means more innovation and higher worker productivity. That means more jobs are created and workers are paid more because they are producing more. On jobs, the latest report showed 164,000 jobs were added, bringing the labor force to almost 163 million, a new all-time record. With President Trump, we've seen the lowest unemployment in 50 years and the lowest on record for African-American and Hispanic workers. On workers' pay, the latest data on employee compensation showed that earnings rose 4.5% in 2017 and 5% last year, even higher than previously reported, and way ahead of inflation. But the best news is on low-income workers. President Trump is specifically delivering on the promises he made to the forgotten men and women who in 2016 revolted against an establishment that punished them for decades in the name of elitist dogma like open borders, free trade, and globalization. In the Trump economy, incomes are rising fastest for the lowest paid. Look at this. Hourly pay growth for the bottom 25% has outpaced that of higher earners every month of the Trump presidency. And in blue-collar industries like mining, construction, and transportation, we're seeing wage growth far exceed what we saw under Obama's second term. Plus, with President Trump's revitalization of manufacturing, which all the establishment experts said was impossible, by the way, Jobs are coming back in numbers we haven't seen for decades. Last year's gain of 264,000 manufacturing jobs was the highest since 1997. The facts demonstrate conclusively that working Americans are the winners in the Trump economy. Yes, he is the real populist, and it's the Democrats who are fake. They want to reverse the Trump tax cuts and deregulation. That would reverse the Trump job gains and earnings rise. They want to make energy more expensive. Ask President Macron in France what working people think of that. He's still got protests in the streets over green policies that are mild compared to what these Democrats want here. And of course, all of them want a massive expansion in government paid for by you. That's not just a tax grab, it's a power grab as well. That's the deep reason all these Democrats are fake populists. Populism is about power to the people. The left are about taking power away from people and giving it to the government.
So I play that clip because the president retweeted it. Probably got Steve Hilton more time, more viewers than he's ever had in his life. But I want to go back to Biden. And why the Democrats have such a... I mean, that record right there, if the leftist media talked about Trump's record, this is a no-brainer. But I want to just give you a piece of what Kurt Schlichter wrote, because it speaks to not just Biden. You could put anybody's name in this you want, but Biden just happens to fit right now because he's the leader. But he says this: Joe Biden leads a Democrat pack, and he's a catastrophe, meaning that we have to weigh human kindness that compels us to seek to end his humiliation against the practical reality that this doddering establishment weirdo will get squashed by Donald Trump like a dung beetle under a steamroller. But, and then he goes on, he says, and every day, pick a name, Joe Biden is getting worse. Now, Joe used to have this kind of goofy charm. He was and remains a doofus, but a harmless one, a sort of a dorky neighbor who makes a circus music play in your head every time he wanders over to your yard to tell you a long and ultimately pointless story about how he saw a squirrel, and the squirrel had a nut, and it was a fuzzy squirrel that lived in a tree, and how he liked squirrels. But this regular act, the guy's wearing a bit thin. His appeal used to be that of someone who liked Budweiser talking about sports, who didn't give off some kind of a swarmy condescension vibe to normal people who work for a living that is now so typical of blue state libs. You were talking about the old Joe when you talked about old school Dems, the party of the working man, instead of the party of the illegal alien, government drone, and bitter social justice warriors. These salt-of-the-earth folks were the very people that Trump, who spent his whole career working with union guys to build stuff, instead of bloviating for a living like a new class elitist aren't want to do. Appeal to and stole right from under the Democratic coalition. Not that many Democrats minded losing the white working class. Felonious Milhouse von Pantsuit, that's who he calls Pelosi, famously wrote off people who sweat when they work, probably because of all that unjust privilege held by guys who drive Mack trucks or fix toilets. Yep. So Schlichter goes on. He says Joe's big sell is that he could get these normals back into the fold, that he was a threat for a while, except Joe not only dived way left of his party, but the scrutiny has invited his change, has changed the Biden narrative, and not for the better. Here's the thing. You're not going to win back the hardworking middle-class voters by promising to pay for medical care for illegal aliens who shouldn't even be here in the first place. Pretty hard to push to trash the current medical system when it's the system you and your boss built. You force people into it. Getting huffy when you're asked how many genders there are and then get a follow-up of, so what was number three, does not help you to appeal to real people. But that's not his only problem. He's got a whole bunch that Trump's mercilessly going to twist the knife in each one of them. Start with his family. Here's the one I really got. I like this. His relatives were apparently brazenly peddling Joe's influence to the Chi-Coms and Ukrainians, probably others. While that won't want to upset the mainstream media, only cares about Trump-Russia treason baloney, but when it comes to foreign influence peddling, but normal people will find it disturbing. And the mainstream media can no longer treat such stories the way the big Indian, no relationship to Elizabeth Warren, treated Jack Nicholson and one who flew over the cuckoo's nest, and he goes on to allude to that. But he says, and let's not even get into son Cokie's bizarre lifestyle. Well, Mr. Vice President, the good news is your son is no longer married to your other son's widow. The bad news is he left her to marry someone else, then knocked up yet another woman. Folks, I don't even need to continue because I'm out of time. What I'm telling you is, these leftists are lunatics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.